Good morning, Medford. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, V Tufts, Free From Radio. Welcome, this is Radio Europe, and today's episode is dedicated to women because we're March 4th. And March 8th is the International Day for Women's Rights. And I decided that I would, you know, dedicate this special show to women, womanhood, women in music, women in politics, women who basically have changed and shaped her life. And we started off by listening to Germaine Tillion, Germaine Taillefer, a French composer who has composed classical music. When we think of classical music, we usually think about men, but it was just a little sample to show you that actually women have also done that and have done that pretty well. So today we're going to be listening to a sample of sound artists and of singers who have different views on womanhood and feminism, of course, but who have somehow contributed to making the world the way it is and should, I think, somehow be remembered, be thanked. So this is probably your only one and only occasion to hear Aya Nakamura and Edith Piaf played side by side. And this is also probably the only time I will play Aya Nakamura in this show. Some artists that I'm presenting today, I'm not a personal big fan of, but I do think they should be acknowledged for the work that they do. And so you'll be hearing lots of different types of music today. Kind of excited to make you listen to all of that. But before we start off, I just wanted to read a little extract. The name of the episode should be In Praise of Women. I have entered a different title on the website, but I just, you know, In Praise of Women. I just wanted to read you a little extract from Simone Veil's speech before the National Assembly, and it was about abortion in 1974, because I think it is important to read this, so if you will. Because if doctors, if social workers, even if a number of private citizens take part in these illegal actions, it is because they felt compelled to do so. They find themselves confronted with the realities of situations that they cannot ignore, at times contrary to personal convictions. Because when faced with a woman who has decided to terminate her pregnancy, they know that by denying her their counsel and support, they are condemning her to the solitude and anguish of obtaining a procedure performed under the worst condition that risk leaving her permanently scarred. They know that the same woman, if she has the financial means, if she knows how to get the information she needs, with travel to a neighboring country to get done certain clinics in France, and will be able to end her pregnancy without incurring any risk or any penalty. And these are not necessarily the most immoral or the reckless women. They number 300,000 each year. They are women with whom we interact every day, most of the time obvious to their distress and tragedies. We must stop this disorder. We must end this injustice. But how? It is with the utmost conviction, I say, abortion should remain the exception and the last resort for situation with no other option. But how do we condone abortion without it becoming commonplace, without society seeming to encourage it? First of all, I would like to share with you a woman's conviction. Please excuse me for doing so before this assembly composed almost exclusively of men. Resorting to abortion brings no woman joy. One has only to listen to women. It is always a tragedy and will always be a tragedy. Simone Veil is a very important political figure in France. She has done a lot and is especially famous for having legalized abortion after this speech. I just think it was a good moment to pay tribute to her. But without further ado, we're going to listen to another very famous woman who does not regret anything that she's done and who would live her life the exact same way she has. Ladies and gentlemen, Edith Piaf.
Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, c'est payé. Je m'en fous du passé.
avec mes souvenirs, j'ai allumé le feu, mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie,
so this was our dearest and French artist Edith Piaf, whom you might have heard of. You probably know this song already. And this was Non, je ne regrette rien, which in English would roughly translate to No, I don't regret anything, which is a pretty bold thing to say when you think about it. Anyways, if you just tuned in, hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, VTEF's freeform radio. Today it's pretty sunny in Medford. When I woke up, the light was shining in my room. It was the, you know, a very nice picture that I had. I hope you're going to enjoy your morning as well. And if you're, again, if you just tuned in, this show is dedicated to women. We're talking about women in music, women in politics, basically women of our lives. And this is a great moment to also remind you, and especially my father, who's just texted me, that if you're a man or a non-female listener, of course you can stay tuned in, and I'm more than happy to have you here today. This show is dedicated to women, but it's not only for women. We should all praise them for what they've done, and because I personally believe that without them, society would crumble. So, with, again, no further ado, Parole by Dalida, which, you know, we'll probably dissect the lyrics a little bit once we come back. But without further ado, Dalida.
C'est étrange. Je ne sais pas ce qui m'arrive ce soir. Je te regarde comme pour la première fois.
Encore des mots, toujours des mots, les mêmes mots.
Je ne sais plus comment te dire.
Rien que des mots.
Mais tu es cette belle histoire d'amour que je ne cesserai jamais de lire.
Des mots faciles, des mots fragiles, c'était trop beau.
Tu es d'hier et de demain.
Bien trop beau.
De toujours, ma seule vérité.
Mais c'est fini, le temps de rêver. Les souvenirs se fanent aussi quand on les oublie.
Tu es comme le vent qui fait chanter le violon et emporte au loin le parfum des roses.
Caramel, bonbons et chocolat.
Par moments, je ne te comprends pas.
Merci pas pour moi, mais tu peux bien les offrir à une autre qui aime le vent. Se pose sur ma bouche, mais jamais sur mon cœur.
Une parole encore.
Parole, parole, parole.
Écoute-moi.
Parole, parole, parole.
Je t'en prie.
Parole, parole, parole.
Je te jure.
Parole, 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 encore des paroles que tu sais mon mot.
Parler comme la première fois.
Encore des mots, toujours des mots, les mêmes mots.
Comme j'aimerais que tu me comprennes.
Rien que des mots.
Que tu m'écoutes au moins une fois.
Des mots magiques, des mots tactiques qui sonnent faux.
Tu es mon rêve défendu.
Oui, tellement faux.
Mon seul tourment
tête quand tu commences. Si tu savais comme j'ai envie d'un peu de silence.
Tu es pour moi la seule musique qui fait danser les étoiles sur les dunes.
Caramel, bonbon et chocolat.
Si tu n'existais pas déjà, je t'inventerais.
Merci pas pour moi, mais tu peux bien les offrir à une autre qui aime les étoiles sur les dunes. Moi, les mots tendres enrobés de douceur se posent sur ma bouche, mais jamais sur mon cœur.
Encore un mot, juste une parole.
Parole, parole, parole.
Écoute-moi.
Parole, parole, parole.
Je t'en prie.
Parole, parole, parole.
Je te jure.
Parole, 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 parole. Parole, encore des paroles. Que tu sais mon nom.
Que tu es belle.
Parole, parole, parole.
Que tu es belle. Tu es belle.
Parole, parole, parole.
Que tu es belle.
Parole, 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 parole. Encore des paroles. Que tu sais mon mot.
And hello again, this was Dalida, and she sings along with Alain Delon, who's a French actor. The rough translation of parole, parole could be jibber-jabber or meaningless words. And she's basically just saying that she does not trust him anymore. And it's, again, I do think a song about independence and about becoming, you know, self, more self-confidence and less less belief in the crap that you can hear from some people. This was Dalida, and I was actually looking up while we were playing this song because I wanted to read your poem. So that's a little story that dates back when I was in high school. That's starting to be a long time ago now. When I was in high school, we had this literary thing for our high school diploma that we had to write. And the year that I did that, you could have a commentary on basically a text that was just, you know, given to you, and you didn't know the text, you didn't obviously know the author. And that text was by André Chédid. André is a name that can both be worn by men and women in France, and people automatically assumed she was a man, and so they misgendered her throughout their entire commentaries, and when it was disclosed and displayed, some people were angry because they didn't know she was a woman. The poem is called Je dis aime in French. I found a translation that, you know, is obviously not as nice as the French version, but I think it will do the job so that you can hear what it is about. As you can guess, Je dis aime is about love. And there's a pun because you can say M as the letter and M as the verb. And this is like the main pun of the poem, which obviously could not be translated into English. So let me just read that for you, and then we'll shift, you know, times a little bit. So I say love. I have pneumatic meninges. I have the sullen mirror. Sometimes mobile, sometimes quiet. I harvest without hustle. I say love, and I sow it on my planet. I say M as an emblem, and I have throw hate. I threw, and I say love. I say love. I say love. The Sphinx in my rhyme perish over the heart of the Nile. In my veins, in my arteries flows the Seine. They say love, and I sow it on my planet. I say M as an emblem, hate. I throw it, I say love, love, love. For the outside, the in, for the after, the front, I say love, love. For the outside, inside, for the after, for the front, I say love, love. It's, you know, a translation never really shows the beauty of a text when it's, especially with poetry. But, you know, very, very lyrical, very nice, from the 20th century. And it was actually sung by her grandson, Mathieu Chédid, whom I might have played in this show already. Anyways, we're going to switch moods completely. What we've heard just now was So Parole, Parole, Non, Je ne regrette rien. All of her songs are pretty old, beginning middle of the 20th century. Maybe Dalida is a little after that. But the next one that we're going to hear dates from 2019, maybe, or like the very end of the 2010s. And it's called Jaja. Jaja is a very peculiar song. It was extremely successful in France. It's seen as a symbol, you know, sex symbol of power, of liberation. And it's basically playing with a male gaze. I don't know if it's complying with it or if it's just making fun of it or if it's mocking it. I can't really tell. And that's part of the beauty of it, is that you're not sure. But this song is a very emblematic song as for that movement of liberation that represents a certain type of feminism, which you may agree or disagree with, but I still think it's important to acknowledge that Ayana Kamura was extremely successful with that song, and it definitely played a role in the way it was, you know. I'm not going to speak anymore. I'm just going to make you listen to it, and you'll think for yourself. Jaja, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello papi, mais qui baza? J'entends des bails atroces en moi. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Oh, yeah. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es taré. Ouais. Mais comment ça? Le monde est hyper. Tu croyais quoi? Qu'on se verrait plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Tu penses à moi, j'pense à faire de l'argent. J'suis pas ta daronne, j'te fais pas la morale. Tu parles sur moi, y'a air. Crash encore, y'a air. Tu voulais m'avoir, tu savais pas comment faire. Tu jouais un rôle, tu finiras aux enfers. Dans son Nakamura, je l'ai couché. Le jour où on se croise, faut pas tout faire. Tu jouais le grand frère pour me salir. Tu cherches des problèmes sans faire exprès. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. J'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu d'être ça. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu d'être ça. Oh, dja dja. J'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Non, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. Ouais, en katana, baby, tu d'être ça.
So you may have understood it was very different from what I listened previously. It's very easy to think of this song as a very stupid and silly song, especially because Ayana Kamura has invented a lot of words that make a bad song. Jaja, for example, does not really exist in French, neither does Katjana. Some people have made analysis trying to understand what she meant, and she said herself what it did mean. But this song is seen as a liberation, both sexual and also personal and individual liberation. She also is, you know, taking back the rap codification of saying your name at the beginning, which you may have heard before she starts singing. She's actually saying her artist name. And she is, I believe, she's a black woman. I believe she also has Asian origins, and she has also been seen as a figure for that, you know, type of movement. So again, it's personally not my favorite type of music, but I do recognize and do praise the fact that it was a certain movement of liberation and a certain type of feminism, which also played with a male gaze and also played with all of what happened in the intimate and personal sphere. So that was Jaja. We're going to shift moods again and play another artist. This one is called Camille. Camille is an artist that I listened to a lot growing up because my parents and especially my dad loved her, and they still do love her. And she is an artist who sings mostly a cappella, or almost always a cappella. She has a wonderful, very pure voice. And that song is called Je ne mâche pas mes mots, which means, what does it mean? It means I'm not going to restrain the way I speak, probably. Not a very good translation, but I think you'll get the spirit. So again, one song about affirming yourself, speaking out, speaking aloud, and yeah, without further ado, again.
Je ne mâche pas mes mots. Je ne mâche pas mes mots. S'il m'arrive d'être foudroyé par l'éclair au chocolat, très souvent je me raisonne avant de replonger mon doigt dans la marmelade. Préparer à cappella sur le piano. Si la seule vue du miel suffit à clarifier ma voix, l'aspartame à sa mémère n'édulcorera pas la colère de voir sous la princesse un petit poids.
And right before our little break, you will listen to Besoin d'amour by France Gall. This is from a musical called Monopolis, which I find personally to be amazing. France Gall is also an artist who has released many other songs beside that one, but I figured that one was a good, I don't know, I feel like it's a good kickoff before we do our little break, so enjoy.
Thank you.
So this was from Monopolis and this is France Gall. I hope you enjoy this first part of the show. If you're just tuned in, hello and good morning. This is Radio Europe, this is Marianne, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, V Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is time for our little break in which I will first read the PSA and then, you know, come back to what we've listened to and then see what we will listen afterwards. This PSA is rather short, so let me just get started right away. It says, numbers to think about, PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. This was a public message from WMFN Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So that was our PSA for today. Again, if you just tuned in, 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, this is Radio Europe. This episode is entitled, I don't know if it's in praise of women or if it's entitled Women's Voices. In any case, we're going to talk, and we've been talking about women for the last 32 minutes, about women in the Francophone world especially. We've mostly listened to French artists, but I believe we're going to listen to Belgian artists, we're going to listen to women mostly from France, some of them from other Francophone places in the world. And I just wanted to tell you that the programming and the music that I've played today is eclectic, so to say. We've been playing some classical music, we've been playing some pop songs, some rap songs, some oldies, you know, like 30s, 40s music, whatever. but it's just because we have a wonderful diversity of women that deserves, I believe, to be seen. There was also another text that I wanted to read before we actually get on. You probably are familiar with the Me Too movement, which is still going on and still striking, especially the film industry and cinema and actors especially. Judith Godrèche is a French actress who has spoken out at the César ceremony, which is basically the equivalent of the Oscars in France. And you probably know it already. What am I explaining that? And she has said, I'm just going to read quotes from her speech at the César before we get on to listen to Balance Ton Quoi by Angèle, which is basically about the Me Too movement as well. Anyways, so first, Judith Godrèche. Cinema is made up of a desire for truth. Films watch us as much as we watch them. It's also made up for our need of humanity. So, why? Why allow this art that we love so much, this art that brings us together, to be used as a cover for the illicit trafficking of young girls? Because you must know that this loneliness, it's mine, but it's also that of thousands in our society. It's in your hands. We're in the spotlight, at the dawn of the new day. we can decide that men accused of rape should not be allowed to call the shots in cinema. That, as Vesa, set the tone. We can't ignore the truth because it's in our child, our son, our daughter. We can't be at such level of impunity, denial and privilege that morality goes right over our heads. And this was a speech referring to famous actors being accused of, rape trafficking and basically being bad people, so to say. Anyways, this song is called Balance Ton Quai, and it was released a little in the middle, I think in the midst of the Me Too movement. It was made very popular. It was played on the radio. It was a song that really showed how women all had this common and shared experience of sadly harassment. So I know it's a little of a heavy topic for a 7:35 a.m. radio station, but still, we do have to acknowledge all of this. And this is a pop song also, so if you do not understand the lyrics, which I believe if you're in America, maybe you won't, maybe you'll just find that to be a very nice pop song, but it's actually about sexual violence and being a woman as well. So, Angèle, balance ton quoi.
Ils parlent tous comme des animaux, de toutes les chattes, ça parle mal. 2018, je sais pas ce qu'il te faut, mais je suis plus qu'un animal. J'ai vu que le rap est à la mode et qu'il mange mieux quand il est sale. Bah faudrait peut-être casser les codes d'une fille qui l'ouvre, ce serait normal. Balance ton quoi. Même si tu parles mal des filles, je sais qu'au fond t'as compris. Balance ton quoi, un jour peut-être ça changera. Balance ton quoi. Donc laisse-moi te chanter. Parler te faire en moi je passerai pas à la radio. Parce que mes mots sont pas très beaux. Belle, t'es pas si bête. Pour une fille drôle, t'es pas si laide. Tes parents et ton frère, ça aide. Oh, tu parles de moi. C'est quoi ton problème? J'ai écrit rien que pour toi le plus beau des poèmes. Laisse-moi te chanter. Parler te faire en oui, je serai poli pour la télé. Peut-être ça changera. Y'a plus de respect dans la rue. Tu sais très bien quand t'abuses. Balance ton quoi. Balance ton quoi. Laisse-moi te chanter. Parler te faire en moi je passerai pas à la radio. Parce que mes mots sont pas très beaux. Laisse-moi te chanter. T'allais te faire en moi je serai poli pour la télé. Mais va te faire en balance ton quoi. Balance ton quoi. Balance ton quoi, un jour peut-être ça changera. Balance ton quoi.
Laisse-moi zoom zoom zen. Laisse-moi zoom zoom zen. Laisse-moi zoom zoom zen dans ta Benz Benz Benz. Quand tu pointes ton bon, ça me rend ding ding ding. Laisse-moi zoom zoom zen. dans ta Benz, Benz, Benz. Quand tu pointes ton bon passe à mon ting, ting, ting. Girl, t'es sexy, viens voir Co City. Original ragaman dans la ville de Paris. Girl, t'es jolie dans ton Versace. Viens t'amuser avec un DJ top celebrity. Et c'est one bouge carré sur le groove. J'aime les girls, surtout quand les girls move. Move up, move up. Rough comme une louve. Bouge ton corps de la tête aux pieds. Et là je t'approuve. Say move up, move up. Girl, want ton body. Montre-leur que t'as pas peur d'exciter tous les bandits. Wine comme une vipère, si t'as le savoir-faire. T'inquiète pas, y'a pas de galère. Je le dirai ni à ton père ni à ta mère. Ondule comme un ver de terre. Jette-moi dans les yeux ton regard de panthère. Laisse-moi zoom zoom zen dans ta Benz, Benz, Benz. Quand tu pointes ton bumper, ça me rend ding, ding, ding. Laisse-moi zoom zoom zen dans ta Benz, Benz, Benz. Quand tu pointes ton bumper, ça me rend ding, ding, ding. Ouais, vas-y, Joe, explique-leur.
Ça se passe à l'arrière d'une Merco.
Benz, 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 ouais. Du côté de Saint-Denis, baby, je te garantis qu'il y a des dingues de dingues. T'es ma mire, je suis la flèche que ton entrejambe attire. Amour de Lufia, on vivra en nous trouve, toi et moi. Mais ce soir, faut que ça brille, faut qu'on en quitte. Je veux du freestyle, je veux que tu réveilles, que tu stimules mon côté bestial. Pomp, baby, monte sur mon scène, c'est du funk. Je te la ferai façon, je tank. Putain, y'a que ça qui me rend junk. À ton contact, je deviens liquide. C'est comme un trou intemporel. Bouge ton corps de femelle. Regarde le long de tes hanches, je coule. Ondule ton corps, baby, ouais. Ok, ça roule, je deviens insaisissable à ton contact. L'air est humide, c'est comme une étincelle dans ton regard avide. Laisse-moi zoom zoom zen dans ta Benz, Benz, Benz. Quand tu pointes ton bumper, ça me rend ding, ding, ding. Laisse-moi zoom zoom zen dans ta Benz, Benz, Benz. Quand tu pointes ton bumper, ça me rend ding, ding, ding. Laisse-moi zoom zoom zen dans ta Benz, Benz, Benz. Quand tu pointes ton bumper, ça me rend ding, ding, ding. Laisse-moi zoom zoom zen dans ta Benz, Benz, Benz. Quand tu pointes ton bumper, ça me rend ding, ding, ding.
That's called My Benz by Brigitte, and they're a group of women. So there's just two of them, and they're basically singing. They have their own compositions. That one is just a rap song that I decided to sing again and change the style and rhythm of, which I find pretty good. So we've just been listening to Balance ton quoi, My Benz, both about again liberation, talking about things, opening up, sharing what happened, all of that just done by women, our wonderful women. So today is in praise of women. If you just tune in, welcome. This is Radio Europe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm very happy to have you here today, and we are discussing and talking about women, women's voices, Is it Friday? On March 8th, it is the International Day for Women's Rights across the globe. And I, thought it was important to acknowledge that in the radio show that I have. What I wanted to say now is that we're going to keep on listening to some rap music, kind of. That song is called Petite Banlieusarde. It's by an artist who I really admire. She's called Diams. She's a rap singer who has been extremely successful and successful. Wow, sorry. It's a morning for me too. Successful in the 2010s in France. And she has been singing about her life, the way she was fighting for what she got, the way she had to face difficulties and all of that. I'm just going to play it. I just hope you're going to enjoy it, and I'll see you afterwards.
Petite banlieusarde, j'ai fait du rap pour me libérer du mal. J'aurais pu finir à la maf, le cœur criblé de balles. J'ai pris la plume pour qu'elle m'éloigne de la mort, pour que ma mère n'aille pas à la morgue pleurer sur mon sort, ouais. Je suis dur mais sincère, moi j'étais seul et sans frère. Fallait être sûr, fallait assurer sans père. Petite banlieusarde, je reste fasciné par les armes, fasciné par Manny, Ginger et Sam. Moi c'est mon monde et je ne suis pas un capard. Je m'accapare le droit de rêver de baraque et de bar. Je rêve d'être né quelque part en fait. Merde, je me perds, métissé, je reste cul entre deux chaises. Mais qui suis-je pour qu'on m'applaudisse ou me déteste? Qu'ai-je fait pour qu'on me teste? Qu'ai-je fait pour qu'on me blesse? Seul, je n'ai que le rap et personne peut m'en vouloir d'avoir apprécié la gloire, ne serait-ce que pour un soir. Ex, petite fille invisible, accroupie dans un coin de la cuisine, l'oreille déforée par la rime, je la foulais ma vie de rêve. Loin de la fille de merde de ma mère, pleurant sous les rappels du système. Entre le shit, les guns et les flics, j'ai préféré le dick, le son et les chiffres. Mais bien sûr j'ai fini seul, seul avec ma plume, rêvant d'une vie plus qu'alléchante. Alléchante ta putain de peine et que les gens la ressentent. Car les gens me ressemblent, dans le fond les gens saignent. Je le sais, dans le fond les gens saignent. Y'a du mal-être dans l'air. On m'a prise pour une merde, on m'a jugé sur mon paraître et ma verve. Mais derrière mes fautes de grammaire, y'avait de la rage. Messieurs, mesdames, je vous le jure, j'avais des tubes dans mon cartable. J'ai vite compris qu'on me prenait pour une corne, autant mes profs que mes potes, une petite blanche dans le hip-hop. Alors je m'exprime, mais je reste sur la défensive. Depuis que j'ai rencontré l'amour avec du sample à les gencives. Alors ouais, je vends des disques, ouais j'ai de la thune. Mais j'ai ces putains de cicatrices qui me perturbent. Rien à foutre d'être une star. D'attendre que le temps passe, elles s'éteignent les stars. Un jour ou l'autre on les remplace. Moi je veux du long terme. Soyons clairs, tous ces putains de disques d'or ne me rendront pas mon père. Mais je les aime, toutes ces unes de magazine. Car pour une fois dans sa vie, ma mère est fière de sa gamine. Ma mère je l'aime en mourir, mais je sais pas lui dire. Alors je lui dédie des titres sur mes disques, je sais pas. Me blottir dans ses bras, j'aimerais, mais j'y arrive pas, c'est trop rare et ça se fait pas, man. Tu sais, aujourd'hui je suis pas guéri malgré ses rimes, elle est à toi, ma victoire de la musique, man. T'as porté le monde sur tes épaules pour ta môme. Repose-toi, je m'occupe de ton trône. À toutes ces mères qui en bavent jour après jour, une petite banlieusarde vous adresse tout son amour. Méditerranéenne, sans la famille c'est plus la même. Chez nous c'est beau comme on sait, mais le respect c'est dans les chaînes. Je reste jeune et insouciante, je joue avec la vie. J'aime la nicotine et j'aime Paris la nuit, ouais. Y'a les kebabs, les troquets et les bois. De l'autre côté y'a les armes, la coke et les femmes, moi. J'ai pas besoin d'en fête, ni de ta poudre dans le zen. Je reste de celle qui reste saine. Que je le veuille ou non, je suis qu'une petite banlieusarde. Ça s'entend quand je parle, ça se devine quand je me sape. Mais je suis fier de pouvoir régler l'addition. Étonné de voir ma tête à la télé chez Ardisson. Je reste une môme, moi. Je ne rêvais que de freestyle, de déchirer le mic. Mais pas de me voir dans le journal, non. Je voulais monter sur scène parce que j'aimais le show. Parce que j'aimais les woyoy. Adolescent, je n'avais que ma chambre pour rêver d'avoir la chance que les gens un jour me chantent. Je rappais vite, je rappais grave, je rappais fort. Et puis après c'était le speed pour ne pas rater les transports. RERB, zone 5 Orsayville, bus 03, direction Carrefour les Ulysses. Durant des années, je n'ai fait que des allers-retours. Crois-moi, t'es très loin du move quand t'habites à mon détour. Je regrette rien, j'avais pas ma place aux Beaux-Arts. Et puis je n'aurais pas eu la chance de rencontrer Black Mozart. J'oublie rien de tous ces featuring que j'ai fait, de toutes ces rimes que j'ai suées, de tous ces riffs que j'ai tués. D'ailleurs, pas même le succès n'a freiné mes ardeurs. J'ai toujours kiffé être invité par des rappeurs avec ou sans disque de platine en fonction du feeling. Je serai toujours active sur mixtape et compile parce que j'ai le rap dans le sang. Le rap m'a bercé, le rap m'a percé au plus profond de moi. Tu le ressens, moi j'ai que ça, j'ai pas le bac, j'ai qu'un niveau 3ème. Mais malgré mes échecs scolaires, ma nouvelle vie est une croisière. Et dire que je rêvais juste de passer sur les ondes. 10 ans après, j'ai presque fait le tour du monde. Ma vie c'est du partage, des souvenirs et du voyage. C'est des barres de rire, mais aussi parfois des dérapages. C'est l'Algérie, le Maroc, la Tunisie, le Sénégal, la Suisse, la Belgique, le Canada, la Guyane. C'est la Guadeloupe, la Martinique, le Gabon et l'Allemagne. La Réunion, la Corse, l'Italie. l'Italie, le Portugal, c'est l'Espagne et toutes ces villes de province française qui m'ont accueilli les bras ouverts pour me voir en concert. Petite banlieusarde de loin des strass, tout près de l'impasse. Sans le rap, j'aurais sûrement fini buvant la tasse. Aujourd'hui, j'hallucine. Je file de ville en ville, DJ Dimé au platine. Et la tournée nous enivre. Ma vie, c'est mon rap. Et mon rap, c'est un message. Mon rap, c'est un respect, c'est un posca et puis un lettrage. Mon rap, c'est du piano. C'est des notes blanches et noires, c'est des tonnes et des tonnes et des tonnes d'encre noire. Mon rap, c'est ma raison de vivre, c'est ma raison de dire au monde que quand on veut, on y arrive, malgré les zones d'ombre. Et je suis contente quand un jeune s'en sort, qu'il montre l'exemple dans le biz, les études ou le sport. Génération 80, on n'a pas fini de parler, non. Vous marrez pas, on n'a pas fini de brasser. C'est pas facile de s'adapter à toutes ces évolutions. Nos revendications ne passeront pas sans révolution. Pour preuve, tous nos gimmicks se pointent en tête des hits. Détrône la variété, ramène même du chiffre aux maisons de disques. Petite banlieusarde, au-delà de la musique. J'ai surtout rencontré l'amour du public. Aujourd'hui je lui dois tout ce que je viens de vous décrire. Mes moments fous, mes voyages et tout ce que j'ai au fond des tripes. Mon public, à l'heure qu'il est, me ronge et m'obsède. J'ai peur de retourner dans l'ombre, de pas faire d'autres scènes. J'ai peur que ma plume ne plaise plus, de n'être qu'une artiste de plus qu'on renverra à la rue. J'ai peur d'avoir rêvé de carrière et d'avoir échoué, d'avoir à regarder en arrière et de me dire mais qu'ai-je fait. On est le 13 septembre, il est 7h du mat. Et j'ai mon texte sous les yeux. Après tout ce temps, j'avais besoin de vider mon sac. Et tout d'un coup, je me sens mieux, je me sens mieux. Quoi qu'il arrive, je garderai que le meilleur de tout ça. Peu importe l'avenir, c'est tout ce que je sais faire. Moi, je rap.
This was Diams and her song Petite Banlieusarde, which would roughly mean I'm from the suburbs. And she explains how, well, throughout the song, she explains how she was faced with difficulties growing up and how the only thing she can do, and that's what she repeats at the end, the only thing she knows how to do is rap. This is the only thing that she has. Before we come to today's show's end, because hello, if you just tuned in, this is Marion. You're listening to Radio Europe on 91.5 FM, WFM Medford, VTEFT's freeform radio. And I have about 9 minutes before I have to stop this show. So before we do that, I just wanted to take a moment to, you know, I've been praising women's voices from politics, from music, from many other places, poets and singers and rappers and all of that. I would just take a little moment, very short moment, very brief moment, to think about the women of my life, the ones who have been there and who have raised me, and the ones who continue to raise me, and the ones who make me a better human being, simply. So I would like to take a moment to think about my mother, to think about my grandmothers, to think about my sister, to think about my friends, my female friends, to think about all of these people who have somehow contributed to making me the person I am today. So, and I would like, if you can do the same, I guess it's a pretty good exercise to just be grateful for the women of your life. And I'm just gonna end this here. I'll leave you with some music. Je sais pas danser by Pomme, an artist whom I love and think is very sweet. Then we'll go on with Boom Boom Baby by Juliette Armanet. And if we have time, but I'm not sure we will, we may be listening to a last song, Besoin de Personne. But, you know, for now, I will just leave you here. This was Marion, and you were listening to Radio Europe. And I am very, very happy to have you here, to be lucky enough to have this show. I'll see you next week, or hear you next week. And wish you a very good one.
Si tu voulais me voir. quand je me suis fait.